Welcome to Travel to Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we talk with Kentucky agriculture leader Wayne Hunt about the impact of COVID-19 on the agriculture industry.
It is good to be involved in the world's largest, safest, cheapest food supply, United States of America.
You know, this time last year we talked, and you had just been working to make sure agriculture continued to be an essential industry. And during this past year, agriculture has certainly been essential for us.
Yeah, no ifs, ands about it. And then we did get that done. The governor did it. He said we're essential. We're food supply. We can't close. The virus didn't close us up. We've been very blessed, I think. Been a long siege, Alan. I think we're just seeing the remnants of what the virus has done, COVID has done to the country and done to agriculture. But we're very fortunate. We're resilient. We survive a lot of things. We still prepare. We still raise food. That's the main thing.
I think maybe, and I've talked to Commissioner Quarles about this and a number of folks in farmers across the state of Kentucky this year as well, Wayne, that people may have a new appreciation for agriculture in 2021 based on what happened in 2020.
Yeah, and it's it's definite. They do. When you go to the grocery store and the meat counter is empty, mm-hmm. I actually packed hamburger out 1 pound at a time. Never in your life would you ever thought you'd have seen that in the United States of America. There would be food shortage. We've never known that, I think, in my time, and I'm one of the oldest folks around. But I think it caused us to do some things. And you know, we put $4 million in trying to raise more processors up. We'd put a certain amount of money in processors, about 7-8 smaller processors. We said we can't land big companies, and I'm not sure we'd want to do that anyway. Let's see if we can do our own homegrown. And we went all the way back. I think there's 36 USDA approved. You can take your calf and get them killed. And there's 16 more got another approval whooped up. And then we got up for what Kroger's wants, and that's a long word I can't even say. But it's got to be able to sell to them. We got a lot of that accomplished so far. And that's what we've been trying. We wound up, I think, put about $4 million in. The governor gave us a couple of million CARES money on top of ag development money. And we've got a lot of good things going. We're killing more head per day in this state than we ever have.
You know, you talked about that. You've served on the Ag Development Board, I guess, ever since it was developed.
I'm the only original member.
That has had such a huge impact on Kentucky agriculture.
Yeah, 20 years for me. 2000, original first meeting. I still got the notes and all for the first meeting. Princeton, Kentucky.
Really? Okay. Well,
where Paul Patton was the governor. We met at Princeton, Kentucky. Me and Sam Moore, so they don't know Sam Moore's off of now. I'm the only one left. I can tell them a lot about what you don't want to do.
Exactly right. You know, the impact that board and that ag tobacco money has had on agriculture in Kentucky is tremendous.
Yeah, it's no ifs and ands about it. It's been a fund that's been invested back like it was supposed to be. It was to replace tobacco primarily. And a lot of tobacco meant so much to people. But what we were is a high-risk fund that said, we got to help you try to take the place of your tobacco. Right. I think we've done a pretty good job of that, really. I'm pretty proud of that because we've done a lot of things. I've said many times, I don't know how many projects we've approved. I've kidded a lot and said we approved 4,000 or 5,000 projects and 3 or 4 good situations. But it's dreams that people have.
Absolutely.
You know, Ag Finance, we actually created the Ag Finance Company, Ag Finance Department out there. And I'm on the board members on both. I actually took that thing. We had to go testify to Congress and got it. But it's $20 million we put in it to start with, and it has $95 million in it. It's the only place I know of a young farmer can buy a piece of ground and not have any money.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. That's helped a lot of farmers get started over the years.
About it. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. You know, speaking of agriculture impact, here at H&R AgriPower, you guys have a huge impact on this community, but not only this community, but across the country. But a lot of people don't realize what goes on here every day.
Oh, well, they don't, and know it's headquartered in Kentucky. We're like 18 operations in 6 states, growing. No question about that. And we're just blessed. You know me ever since you was a kid down here. I've just always been surrounded by good people. Mr. Roy Brame told me once that you're just smart enough to know you don't know anything. We ain't got people around you do. I said, you know, I like that, Mr. Roy. I don't know whether you talk about my management ability or my sense, but I'll take it either way.
Yeah.
From him, it was a pretty good compliment, I can tell you, in those days.
Our guest today, Wayne Hunt with H&R AgriPower. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.